Well, our passage from Luke's gospel today seems a little out of place. It's not what we would expect to have on the first Sunday in Advent, but it's here. A difficult passage. The Reverend Austin Crenshaw Shelley, the pastor of Shadyside Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh, one time as I was greeting her at the door, and complimented her on preaching on a very difficult and unpleasant text. And she said that a professor in seminary told her that whenever you come across a passage of Scripture that seems to be really difficult or unpleasant, don't pass it by, but keep at it until a message you see in it. Well, I think this passage from Luke certainly fits the category of being difficult and unpleasant. We find ourselves in the midst of Advent, or at least the beginning of it. And it's a time of preparation. It's a time of preparing ourselves anew for the coming of Christ. You know, Diane and I had watched a movie the other night. The theme of the movie was a woman that she was charged with finding her Christmas spirit that she had lost a number of years ago. And she was sent on assignment to a small town in hopes that she could find her Christmas spirit. It was all decorated for Christmas, that town, and people were certainly friendly. As she searched for her Christmas spirit. Spoiler alert, she found it by the end of the movie. Surprise. But I thought as I was watching the movie, she never found the Christmas spirit. And that's what Advent is about. It's about you and I finding the spirit of Christmas. That time when Jesus came into the world. And what does that mean for us? As he showed us peace, love, joy, and hope. And here we are. Getting ready for the birth of Christ on Christmas. But has our busyness of the season, our running here and running there, crowded out thoughts of what the season is all about? Have we been caught up with anxiety living in this world where it seems to have more violence? It has mistrust and mispriorities and misinformation and all kinds of stuff. And that's crowded out what it means to have Jesus Christ come into the world. Have we been so busy writing and checking off the list of Christmas presents we have to buy somebody, that it has crowded out the joy of receiving Jesus Christ into our hearts? That's what we're doing. Preparing for the advent of Christ. Well, as difficult and unpleasant as this passage from Luke seems to be, it is really appropriate for us to be looking at in Advent. Because you see that God's redemption clock started from the very beginning that Adam and Eve rejected God in what we see in the Garden of Eden story in Genesis. And God's redemption clock then went on in Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and the prophets and finally in Jesus Christ, showing us what God is like and continuing to redeem his world. I really like the way the Message Bible phrases John chapter 1, 14. The Word of God dwelled, came and dwelled, lived in our neighborhood. Lived in our neighborhood. Rubbed shoulders with people, got to know them, got to know their struggles. And so Jesus, who comes as that child in Bethlehem, knows what our cares are. Knows the things that you and I are struggling with, knows what our hopes are, knows what our fears are. He lives in the neighborhood with us. Look who he invited to his birth. The shepherds. You can't get any lower on the social rung than the shepherds. They were out in the fields watching their flocks by night. They stunk. Nobody wanted to be near them when they came to town. They kind of cleared a path. They couldn't worship as the Jewish people said that they were supposed to worship because they were never ritually clean. But they were invited to the birth of Christ. And then there were the three wise men, the top of the social rung, who came bearing gifts, who were Gentiles. But they recognized the birth of Jesus Christ. The preface to the book of life being opened up to everybody, Jew and Gentile alike. The season of Advent, that first one, where we are supposed to receive Christ into our hearts, confessing our sins, receiving abundant life. And then you fast forward that redemption clock to Good Friday, when God's love was nailed on the cross of Calvary, and the world thought they were done with him, but he was raised from the dead. You move the clock even further ahead and into the future. It's the second advent that what is Luke talking about today, because we're not only concerned about remembering and how it affects us at birth of Jesus Christ in Bethlehem, but we're thinking about when Christ returns. And everything we know is shaken and turned upside down and falling apart, and the sea is raging. But what does Jesus tell his disciples and you and I today? When you see that happening, stand up, look up, for the redemption is near. You and I don't live in Luke's time. We don't live on the margins of society like perhaps many of his listeners did. We don't live in a world that's ravaged by disease and war. But we do live in a world in which there are new diseases discovered, where there's war, where there's famine, there's drought. And so just like in the days when Jesus was talking to his disciples, you and I are to be praying that God break into this and make it right. The second advent. That's what you and I are to be preparing for. Sure, we remember that first advent. And the joy of Jesus coming into life, into this world, and showing us God. So if you see Jesus, you see God. If you hear the words of Jesus, you're hearing God. And you see him healing and caring and forgiving and giving hope and peace. But we're also be praying now that Christ will return. Break into this world with his redemption. A relevant prayer today, as it always was. So as difficult as that passage is to hear today, no cooing baby, no inquisitive shepherds, no singing angels, but the promise of God that things can be different. And that you and I can celebrate the newness of life that we have in Christ. And we can celebrate the newness of life when he breaks in and returns again. And so this Advent season, let us look again at our faith that we have in Jesus Christ and how we align up with it. Are we, when he returns, being found doing justice, loving mercy, and walking humbly with him? Are we ready to stand up, raise our heads with joy and celebrate his return? So this Advent, let us prepare our hearts for that first Advent, for the birth of the Christ child, the cross, Messiah on the cross, and for the risen Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.